Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
The crazy part is I don't take anything. I'm off all my meds.
Maybe that's the issue.
What's not shocking to me is all the negative comments I receive. Like just today. I hope you rot in hell. I hope someone castrates you.
Okay.
You've had this happen with a lot of people that have worked for you. Not only quit you, but just quit life. Quit.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Real Housewives of Orange County star Shannon Bedore, a very hungover Megan Weaver, Shane Douglas, Alyssa Heimrich, Jameson Scala. How are you guys doing?
We're a little hungover, Jeff.
I am not.
I know. You were invited, but we had the chump miss party last night.
We did.
We originally talked about you staying up here in L.A. and then going, but you couldn't make it. So you're going to be basically leading the show today.
Okay. You're holding down the fort.
Yes. You'll take calls. You'll do the live reads.
Okay. Perfect.
I have not talked to Leah since last night. Now, the party was very successful, a lot of fun. Heather McDonald, she turned it out in Giovanni. Mm-hmm. She sung two holiday favorites.
She did.
A little off key, but she was. But
a little?
But she was amazing.
Can we talk about Shane, who played the piano?
Shane played the piano. I think you also did a little backup singing at one point.
She got a little off the accompaniment.
She forgot to.
So I was filling her in. Singing backup, yeah.
What you don't know is that I told Leah, well, first of all, the bartender that was supposed to show up.
What happened to Hot Josh?
He got COVID.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Everybody is
dropping like flies.
So they called, and I'm like, don't tell Leah what happened, because she's already freaked out about COVID.
Right.
Lisa, my nanny, who's also a waitress at Larson's, was like, I'm going to call someone from Larson's, and I can get a bartender. Mm-hmm. So within like 2 hours, we got a new bartender. Mm-hmm. Hannah.
She's a bitch.
No, she wasn't a bitch to me.
Well, I'll tell you what Hannah said. So Alyssa and I got a drink at the bar, and Alyssa said something to me, and Hannah looks at Alyssa and goes, oh, that's your mom?
Oh.
So Hannah, I have a beef with Hannah, just so you know.
And then I was like, no, that's my grandma.
Yeah, you're a bitch. You're a bitch too.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah. So anyway, keep going.
Okay.
Team mom.
So we kept that all from Leah. We did have a nurse there. Is she a real nurse? Or she just dressed like one.
I don't know if she's registered, but she is smart,
nurse
capable.
Cat.
Okay. Well, she could be a nurse if she wanted to be.
She totally could if she did the school and the training.
Yeah.
She's very nurturing. She's very nurturing. Very nurturing.
Anyway, so she gave us all of our
really good bedtime
rapid tests.
Yeah.
Our rapid tests.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Now, one of the reasons I wanted to get there 15 minutes early, Shannon, but I was actually a few minutes late because Kat, our nurse, we'll just call her a nurse, she came to our house to test a few of us. Shane tested positive. So then what happened is we had to do a second rapid test and a PCR test. So we were stuck there for 30 minutes.
And they were negative, obviously.
Yeah, they were negative. But we had to wait for 30 minutes because of the false positive.
Yep, that happens.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to freak Leah out for any of this. Now, by the way, did you notice that she was wearing a fur coat and a fur hat? Inside, indoors.
Yeah, she looked like she was from Russia.
So I told her.
And a mask.
I said, I know this is corny.
And a dog.
And a small dog.
I know this is corny, but it's Christmas. And I said, so, you know, I just hired a Santa to come in for like 30 minutes. She goes, oh, good. He can pass out gifts. And I said, so then Santa came in. And Santa looked a little young. So I was like, hey, you don't have a beard on, but at least put glasses
on. No beard?
No beard.
No beard.
Then he brought out the big radio and the lights, and then he proceeded to take off all his clothes.
Yes, he did.
Are you serious?
He did.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Did he have a little Santa cover?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Down there?
Yeah, he didn't go full nude.
But you could tell
but he
was
went down
packing.
He went down to the little Speedos.
Yeah.
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 And I was screaming, take it off the whole time.
You were.
Take it all off.
Yeah. Because he's like, now we're going to play a game. Okay, Megan was really funny.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's my
okay,
picture.
So everybody, this is when people are starting to get warmed up, right? So the guy's like, all right, now we're going to play a game. And then I could hear Megan, I'll play your game if you take all of it off. Yikes. I was laughing
true
my
story.
Ass off. So it was a good time.
It was a good time.
Did he dance on your laps, Jeff?
Not mine.
Ours.
I was afraid I'd get canceled. So he
canceled by Scott.
He gave a lap dance to Jackie Schimmel.
Yeah. He put Monica down on
the
floor on her back and proceeded to put his penis
right
up to her mouth.
Yes.
Oh, I would have ran.
He did.
Oh my God.
And then he got Julie in the chair too.
Then he got Julie.
But he was always and Alyssa.
Oh, that's right. Alyssa,
oh,
I think
Alyssa
gave him a hand job.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. I am married, you shitster.
So the guy was like, he kept soliciting tips, and I was real.
Yeah, and I was like, don't do that. That's like that's a thing that they do. I hire a lot of strippers, and I'm telling you, it's a thing that they do.
No, she does. And she has a glass house. Her neighbors hate it.
Yeah.
My neighbors hate it because I do it at like 6 p.m. because I like to go to bed early.
Because grandma's asleep by 8.
I know you're kidding right now.
I'm not
kidding.
She's
not kidding.
But they do this trick where they try to get more money, like saying, hey, bring out your... Yeah.
Jeff fell for it.
I know. I told you not to.
Jeff went there with $500 and came back with nothing.
Are you serious?
Oh,
wow.
Shit. It's a good day to be a stripper.
Yeah.
Good night.
Because what was happening is like, Alyssa, I handed you money. Did you give it to him or did you keep it?
I did give it to him.
I think
but
I
now
gave...
I'm like, shit, my dress had pockets. I should have just taken it for myself.
I think I gave you $40 to give the stripper. I gave someone else $50 to give the stripper.
Well, and then at one point, we were just literally just throwing cash at him.
You were throwing my cash at him.
Well, you gave it to me.
I emptied my wallet. I don't know what I went with. I literally gave him everything. My wallet is empty. I have a dry cleaner. I gave him a dry cleaner.
Next time, we should have stacks of ones.
Yes.
That's what
better
should.
Idea.
Not 20s and 50s. No.
Better idea.
You can make it
well,
rain.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was amazing.
I'm crying.
I'm sad I missed it.
Oh, but Leah, I haven't talked to her since.
No.
So all I know on the way out is I said, I am so sorry, Leah. I had no idea. She's like, yeah, right, you didn't. You know,
well,
it was like.
What kind of an animal would even do that?
Yes, that's pretty much how she responded. So I don't know. I'm going to have to call her today.
You know who loved it, though? Roy Black.
Roy Black was making
it
rain. He was making it rain.
He loved it.
He cleaned out his wallet.
He had a great time.
Yeah. That was
he
a good
time. He was dancing. It was fun.
Now, what wasn't a good time is when we got home, Scott couldn't find his phone. And he's like, oh, I left it at Leah's. So he's like, I got to take your car. So he went up, drove up the street. And then I walked down to the bedroom and realized that Scott never took his phone to the party. And that the phone was on the nightstand. So I went with, you know, I can't really run, but I walked really fast. And because I was trying to catch him before he left. And then I closed the door behind me, locked myself out of the house, and Monroe's asleep inside. So thank God my phone was in my pocket because I called Leah and Leah answered. I said, Leah, Scott's on his way. She's like, he lost his phone. And he was already there. She's like, yes, we're looking for it. I said, okay, I have his phone. I found it. Could you send him back? Because I could just picture Scott like, oh, I'm going to have a drink. Oh,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I said, send him home right now because I'm locked out of the house and Monroe's asleep.
Terrifying.
So fortunately, he came back right away. Yeah. And did you see where he left the car this morning?
In front of the driveway?
It was like halfway in the street.
Yeah.
It was like 4 feet from the curb. I don't know how people were going around.
I'm glad it's not
Because we live in a, you've seen my street. It's narrow.
It is.
Scott just, I mean, why don't you just leave it in the middle of the street, Scott? Yeah. Anyway, that happened.
Crazy.
That happened. But, okay, so we're going to switch gears now. I do want to talk about Real Housewives of Orange County. Obsessed. I am watching it. I was lucky enough to get the, someone sent me the episodes.
Episode.
They only sent it to me 1 week in advance. So I got the episode for tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. No spoilers, please.
No. I'm not going to
really
do any spoilers.
Pisses people off
no,
when
no.
You do that.
I'm not going to do any spoilers. Uh-uh. I'm just going to tell you, you need to watch it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. There's a couple scenes that I'm not going to tell you the scene. I'm just going to say, pay attention.
All right.
One scene where Shane and Emily go out to dinner with Gina. What's Gina's boyfriend's name?
Travis.
And Travis. Shane says something that is so not cool.
Okay. Don't even hint at it.
Just, okay. sometimes those dinners look boring and you fast forward.
Okay.
Because I do that. Sometimes, like, when there's a boring character like Dr. Jen, like, I'll fast forward.
Okay, that's not nice.
So you could, you could kind of get tempted to fast forward. Don't.
Okay.
Because Shane says something. A, it's so funny.
I have to remember. I don't know.
It's so funny, but it's also so mean.
Okay. Okay. All right, moving on.
Is it mean about me?
No.
No.
Because everyone seems to be saying bad things.
You're
about
getting
me.
Dragged.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah.
For no reason.
Should we talk about that?
Sure. Let's go. Bring it on.
Yeah.
All right, so you know I have your back. You know I know the whole story.
Yeah.
But so basically, for those of you that haven't watched Real Housewives of Orange County yet, you should. But for those of you who haven't, there is a new person on the show. What's her name again?
Nicole.
Nicole, who has like barely any nose left. Have you seen that?
Oh, God.
How many nose jobs do you think she's had?
Four, five.
I mean, there's no nose left.
So it's just gone.
It's gone. Have you seen it?
Is that a nub?
It's like a button.
Oh, God. It's like a little,
my God.
It's like a little baby nub.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a little nub. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Shannon. So apparently you knew her. What, 15 years ago?
Okay, I didn't know that. I knew a girl that looked like Pamela Anderson for about maybe 3-4 weeks when Sophie was 4 years old. So that would be about 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was room mom, and I remember meeting her. And Heather said, oh, I know a girl that knows you. And I thought, well, only Nicole I know is Nicole Weiss, not Nicole James. So,
and that was like three marriages ago or two marriages ago?
She's been married a couple times.
Yeah.
And so I went on Nicole James' Instagram and looked. It looked nothing like the Nicole Weiss that I knew. And I texted Heather, like, are you sure it's not this girl? She's like, no, it's not.
No, you even showed me a picture of her 15 years ago.
It's not that girl?
Looks nothing.
No, nothing like
nothing
her.
Like her.
No. She had a nose back then.
Yeah.
Oh,
not a little baby nub.
She could stop and smell the flowers 15 years ago.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Somebody's caffeinated.
Yeah, somebody's hungover. Yeah, so anyways, I was very confused. And, you know, I was room mom. The thing that was very, that made me so frustrated was that the Nicole I knew had a daughter named Lauren. In a unique way of pronouncing right. Lauren. And Nicole James has a daughter named Lauren. So that was like, okay, is it the same girl? Because I'm looking at pictures and it's not.
Yeah.
So it didn't make sense because the girl that I met 16 years ago told me that she filed a lawsuit against Terry Dubrow. So I don't know many people that would have an 8-year friendship after a lawsuit.
Right.
So it didn't make sense to me, you know?
So I felt like you were trying to piece the whole thing together. It wasn't like you knew for certain that this was the same person and were gossiping to Emily and Gina about this. This was you trying to feel like this can't be the same woman. Right. Like, wait a minute.
Right. Right.
So here's the thing. Heather seemed to really come for you.
Yeah.
Right. And
keep watching.
Well, yes. And I think this is on Twitter, actually. So I think I can say it. But the very last scene of tonight's episode is you once again going and trying to apologize
for the
to
last
Heather.
Time. I said, I apologize one more time. Like, I can't. This is it. I clearly have remorse, so you either believe me or not.
This is another scene that you do not want to miss if you see the show. Yeah. It's the last few minutes.
I think it was in the previews.
The last 3 minutes.
Right.
You'll know why Heather never made it as an actress.
Okay.
Because she is a terrible one.
Oh.
And it's clear that this
monologue.
It didn't matter what you said, Shannon. She had rehearsed
a
monologue, probably with an acting coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a script. It was like she just basically recited a script that she had already rehearsed. So it doesn't matter. I thought your apology was very heartfelt and sincere. It didn't matter. She had already rehearsed her response, which made her look like a cold, calculating bitch. Because you went to her with, I think, at a very, very, you were very vulnerable. And very sincere, but the problem is that you didn't follow the script, Shannon, and she did.
You didn't read your lines.
I apologize.
But it's amazing to me that, and Shane and I, this is what we talk about, you know, when we're in the car, but with Nicole should be the person to blame.
How is
because
it
Heather,
fault but hers?
Again, Heather being a bad actress, right? There is no way that she rehearsed that reaction at the party when she found out that her friend of 8 years had actually sued her husband, right? that was, I felt that was a genuine reaction. Like, she didn't fucking know.
Right? Which is, for me, knowing how much, you know, she pays attention to detail and has her finger on the pulse of everything. It was shocking to me that that she didn't.
Just imagine, you and I have been friends for a long time. Yeah. Imagine if I just failed to mention that I sued David Bedore and I sued John Jansen.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you, what, how, I mean, you should be pissed at me.
Yeah, 100%.
Not Alyssa for telling, you know, you that I sued David Bedore, whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why is she not mad at Nicole?
Consider the source.
Oh. Exactly.
There you go.
Oh.
Chill.
We're high tech up in here, Shannon.
Shannon just got thrown. Like, oh, is Heather
what
here?
What was that?
She just called.
Surprise.
This isn't a reunion show.
Ding dong.
Yeah, don't worry. Heather's not here, Shannon.
Who's at the door?
You should have seen Shannon's face.
Yeah, she's like, wait, what?
Sorry, that was cruel. We shouldn't have done that.
No,
that
you got to give her some
warning. That was so good. So good.
All right, we got more people to address, too. So so make sure to see that scene tonight.
Okay, so two scenes, like, keep your eyes
peeled. And there's more.
Okay.
Okay, also, what makes me mad is that I felt like this is what you say. Like, when you were sitting with Gina, was that last week?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're sitting with Gina, and you're like, look, I've gone out of my way for you. And you said it in a way, it wasn't a bitchy thing.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I feel like I've gone out of my way for you.
To be nice to you.
To be nice to you. And then it's like, you shouldn't.
You don't have to be nice.
I mean, that was a
I'm just nice. No, not really.
You don't have to go out of your way to be nice.
Not really.
It was
bizarre. There's some things that were said at that table that I felt were very cruel. And I guess you didn't see them, but I guess you will at some point. They'll flash back to it.
Okay.
And it's one of the reasons why I was upset with her for a lot of the season, because I don't know, certain things you just don't say to people.
Look,
and she's,
we got to give credit where credit is due. All right, she looks a lot better than she
looks
has.
Great.
Like, she's on Optavia. She's slimmed down.
Right.
She's got a great haircut. She finally got a stylist. She's spending more than $12 on her clothes. Okay. Maybe $11. But she's looking better. She's looking better.
Looks great.
But her ego is fucking out of control.
Yeah.
She's obnoxious and she's loud.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. That might be a topic too later on.
Oh, okay.
Season.
So you agree?
No.
Might be something.
Might come
up. Do you find her obnoxious?
100%.
You know what?
I mean, she looks great.
Can I just say, what bothers me is that her explanation for why she told Heather and ruined a dinner party of a gal that she'd only met once before in her life. Her justification was that she had been at a barbecue years prior where everyone was whispering that her husband was having an affair and she didn't know. I have sympathy for that. I went through that as well. Everyone was gossiping and whispering about David having an affair. But nobody was whispering at Heather's party.
No one knew.
Nobody was whispering. And Emily and Gina.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Yeah, no one was talking about it.
You're saving no one except stirring shit up.
Yeah.
Good point.
Well, I do think that she's been sucking up to Heather Dubrow, and I think it's her way of getting in, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. It's a little transparent.
Do you feel that way?
I don't know. I think a lot of people might have speculated that they would have clashed.
Yes.
But
Heather, I have a friend who is a friend of Heather Dubrow's. And apparently, I mean, your net worth matters before she would even consider being friends with you. There is no way that Heather would be friends with Gina. There's just no way. And also, I also think that I doubt that Nicole and Heather are real friends.
Right.
I'm wondering if
it might be fake show friends.
I'm wondering. And I think they threw us off. Like, they threw me off for a minute because when they said they've been friends for 8 years, that's a new trick by producers, I think. Maybe they've known each other for 8 years, like acquaintances.
Of each other, yeah.
But that threw me off. I'm like, oh, there must be really friends then. But now they're just flat out lying.
Right. Fabricated, maybe. Allegedly.
Because, you know, if you're friends with for 8 years, you know if they sued your husband.
You think?
And then I thought it was interesting that she said that the lawsuit was dropped. You know what that means?
Settled.
Oh, you guys.
Allegedly.
I got to run from this room right now. Jeez.
We're just going to put a big stamp of allegedly on the whole show. Yeah.
Okay, I will say, I got a soft spot for that Emily. I like Emily.
I do too.
Okay, she and I, as the season go on, we have a lot of silly fun together. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I really like her.
She's funny.
I think she's very cool.
Yeah.
You know, when you see this scene with Shane, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Is this guy just really sarcastic and funny and they don't edit him right?
I think that's what it is.
Can I tell you?
Oh, yeah. You tell us.
I'll tell you something kind of funny. I gave him a Baccarat pencil holder as a gift for him passing the bar. And it was beautiful and it was quite heavy. So I get a thank you note from him. And he says, Emily wanted to keep in the house, but I took it to my office because I didn't want to use it for any blunt force trauma at the next domestic altercation. I'm thinking, who says that in a thank you note? But yeah. He's just very
He's
sarcastic.
Funny.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking
I
about.
Think
and
so.
I think he's just been getting a bad
yeah.
edit.
Yeah. I think 100%. His sense of humor is very smart.
I mean, wait till you see what he says to her.
Okay, just
I have to rewatch that.
I mean, you might just need to tell me after this.
I'll tell you at the break.
Okay.
It is so funny.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back after this.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
With Real Housewives of Orange County star Shannon Bedore. Alyssa Heimrich's here with her mom, Megan Weaver. Shane
oh
Douglas
gosh.
Is here, and Jameson Scala. Okay, so we're now,
yeah.
I want to defend
Grandma.
Sweet,
Grandma.
Pretty Hannah Miller.
So
okay.
cute.
So icon. Cute.
Queen.
Because
Hot Hannah.
You girls were having a great time drinking,
the best
and then
time.
You,
yeah.
this just came out. You called her mom.
I called Megan mom.
Because okay.
I do
okay.
that.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah,
it's
that's
an important
fine.
Fact.
Okay, it's
it
an
is.
Term of endearment.
So
yeah.
poor Hannah, she's not a bitch. You're
a bitch.
You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're
Alyssa
a bitch.
Called oh. you mom.
Right.
But it was
okay.
very like subtle and not that loud.
It wasn't very loud and it was very subtle. And then she's
so
like,
she's nosy.
Oh, is that your mom? I mean, you
she's
don't
a
have,
nosy.
You don't, if you're, if it's even a question mark, you don't say
okay,
it.
Okay, you, Melissa, look a lot younger than you know, than your age,
thank right,
you
so
Megan?
Much.
You look your age.
I'm gonna kill you,
if not a little
I'm
older.
Gonna
Megan
stop
over this
like
table,
be my
and
mom.
I'm gonna take you down.
Oh my gosh, I'm
so
in that kind of a mood. It's my cycle. Are you on your cycle too, Alyssa?
Next week,
oh, Jeff. That, are you on yours?
Well, if
we're linked.
Yeah, we're linked.
Okay, so
yeah.
I get mine first, then you and Jeff
yes,
get yours after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay,
mine,
Shannon, you?
Mine don't exist.
I also we need to mention Mercedes.
Javid
was at the party last night, stirring shit.
So after this thing happened at the bar with Sweet Hannah, I go to say hi to MJ, and MJ goes, I said, hey, honey. She goes, hey, heard what happened at the bar. And I go, and I'm thinking, I'm one drink in, right? So I'm like, what happened at the bar? She's like, oh, I heard. I was like, what did you hear? She goes, I'll tell you later.
I know.
I was like, what are you talking about?
She came up to me. She's like, I've been asking everybody about Scott. She goes, everybody seems to like him. And I said, he seems good for you. I said, there's no cameras here. This is not Shaws of Sunset. Stop fucking stirring shit. And she started laughing.
It was really fucking funny.
I think she's just in reality TV mode.
I think she wanted, she came for an altercation
she
or a confrontation.
Sure did.
I was like, nothing happened at the bar. Anyway, that was really
heard
funny.
You got called mom.
Yeah. How does that feel?
I do want to mention Shannon's company, Real for Real.
Yes.
You are offering a discount to my listeners, correct?
Yes.
All right. So, Shannon, what can they buy?
Well, we have Lemonade Daily and now Mineral Aid Nightly that are two supplements. Lemonade Daily gives you energy and helps with immunity. And we're in COVID stuff going on right now. So
well,
really
I've been taking
great.
It since COVID.
Yeah, you should.
Since the start of COVID.
Good.
I take the shot.
Yeah.
But I don't have the mineral one at night.
Yeah, so that actually, you take one pill at night and it helps detoxify your body while you sleep.
Oh,
so
you need that.
We needed that last night.
Yeah, where were you last night?
I know. Well, sorry. It's coming in the mail.
Now, the Lemonade Daily, Shane and I, and it comes with these cute little shot glasses
little
with, like, flowers on it or something.
No, it's lemons. That's my logo.
Some citrus on the front. I don't know what
it
is.
Oh, it looks like a flower.
Yes, it does. It's
yeah, it looks like
nine
a flower.
Lemons, my friend.
But we take shots every morning. Now, I'm knocking on wood. I have yet to get COVID. And it's been in my house like many times.
Yeah.
In fact, I was loving up on Andy Cohen, not like in a bad way, but loving up on Andy Cohen the other day. And then it turns out he got COVID. And I was there. I was with him like the day before. I mean, I'm not saying that Lemonade Daily prevents COVID, but I think it prevents COVID.
And it has.
I'm going to make those claims.
It has the ingredients in it that the CDC recommends: vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. So there you go.
Well, according to our nurse last night, real for real, Lemonade Daily, it actually cures COVID.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Stop. Now I'm going to get in some trouble.
Wow. All right. So for it's $39.95
for the lemonade.
And then how much do we get a month out of it?
We split
month,
it.
It's
so
a 1 month supply.
Yeah. A 1 month supply for $39.95.
I'm gonna order it.
You're giving people 30% off today.
Correct.
If they use the code Jeff30.
Jeff30. Yeah, and then there's merch on there too.
What kind of merch?
Well, can I say the word? We have T-shirts and stuff that say "real as fuck" and "let's get real."
Ooh.
Yeah, we don't cuss on this show.
No, they're gonna beep you out. They'll just beep you out.
They'll bleep it. It's fine.
Just don't do that again.
Okay, well, I think I've heard you say it 10 times, Megan.
So you go to realforreal.com.
Realforreal.com.
Use code Jeff30.
Jeff30, yeah.
No, okay, so I do want this
Mineral Aid Nightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you come out with that?
We came out with it a few months ago.
Will it help my hangover?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say Lemonade Daily does, too.
I'm going to get that.
Then I have a sleep aid coming out, too. Like, I have a lot of things rolling out, so I'm really excited about it.
Not to mention all the merch.
Yeah, I got some merch. Yeah.
I like the jacket.
Okay, I know you all are sick of me talking about this, but there is a reason why I keep bringing it up. Because I knew what happened yesterday would happen. Please just educate Shannon very quickly. Drew just got her driver's license.
Yeah, so she just got her driver's license last Thursday, Shannon, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to have her drive me to Monica's house so that Monica and I could drive together with Liat to the party.
Back up a little bit.
She
failed her driver's test.
Oh, yeah.
She made a left turn at an intersection
in front of
and
an
pulled
oncoming
right
car.
In front of an oncoming car.
Oh. So it was an automatic fail. We had to turn around and go back to the DMV.
Wow.
So it wasn't,
So keep going.
So then she finally passed her second test last Thursday. And I thought, you know, she's been driving around and I thought she could drive me to Monica's. She'll babysit Monica's kid. We'll go to the party, come back, and she'll drive me home.
Yeah. Okay.
So on our way out the driveway, we're backing up out of the driveway and we're about to turn down our street and she just backs right into Ben's car.
Oh,
I told you, she should not be on the road. She should not be on the road.
It was dark, and the car's black. That's what she said.
Cars have lights on them. It's nice then. Oh, my goodness.
Then I was like, okay, she's like, should we tell Ben? I said, we'll tell him later. So we get driving, and she turns right onto, like, you know, the light turns green.
Yeah.
To turn right onto the street, and there's a person just cross, you know how you wait a second, let the pedestrians go by? She almost ran over a little old lady.
Oh, my goodness.
Then she ran through a red light. Yeah.
Aren't you just panicked every time?
The whole time.
Every time my kids get behind the wheel. When they get in accidents.
It's terrible.
So, I think it's too young to get your license 16, at 16.
Yeah.
Or you need to have like a big placard on the side that said, I'm 16, stay away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Social distance.
Sophie, right after she got her license, she parked her car in the driveway and thought that the gas was the brake and blew right through the garage door. We've had our own fair share at the Bedore house.
Do you miss Kelly Dodd on the show?
I do. I mean, I talk to her all the time.
I love Kelly Dodd.
I know.
She's great.
I think she would take Heather Dubrow down.
It'd be amazing to see.
Here's the problem. Everybody's kissing her ass. Everybody is afraid of her, especially when she makes these crazy ass threats because they're afraid. And I think the threat is, well, by the way, we can say that because it was on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So she threatens you basically at the end of the show.
Allegedly.
There's not allegedly. And she flat out, there's no alleged.
And promises. And promises.
Yeah.
Oh.
What exactly did she say?
And that's not a threat. It's a promise.
That she was going to what?
If you come for me, you're going to lose more than just our friendship.
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
Good job, Shane.
Thank you.
Shane, honestly, you delivered that line better than Heather.
Heather did. He has the same acting coach as Heather.
Yeah. Yeah. If you come after my family again, you will lose more than just this friendship. And that's not a threat. It's a promise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is a threat. So what does that mean to you? What does that mean? What would she do?
I don't know, murder me?
Does she get a lawyer up and like send you some dumb letter, some cease and desist letter?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. But, you know, it was a lot for me to take in. So it's been a lot this, you know, I don't know. Do you think I'm kissing up to her? I mean, I apologize and I sincerely mean it. And by the way, look at a lot of these other housewives on any franchise. If they had that tidbit of information, they would have run to the cameras. I didn't.
Heather, so Kelly Dodd, she's like, I'm listening. I would take Heather down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, in a heartbeat.
She wouldn't put up with any of that shit.
I would love to see that.
But I understand you're a peacekeeper. You know, you don't want drama. You don't want confrontation. I think it was good that you apologized to her 17 times.
I don't want drama and confrontation, yet I seem to be involved in it quite often.
Right.
So because I'm opinionated, and sometimes that opinion can get me in a bit of trouble.
Well, I'm worried that Bravo has created this monster, like building this show around Heather Dubrow, like the first scene. And it's like, I'm just worried that if you don't have a foil to her, it's just going to get worse. You're going to keep feeding the monster and she'll get worse and worse and worse. I think next season, Kelly Dodd needs to come back
100%
and stir some shit up with her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see. That would be
something else.
I'm just going to say that, you know, in the end, we work through things, and there are some fun laughs had with Heather Dubrow later on this season. I'll just say that.
Mm.
Mm. Huh. Well, consider the source.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I am a reliable source. Thank you very much.
Now, what do you think about this? Well, first of all, you were supposed to be on Watch What Happens Live, right?
Yes, last week.
And then they canceled.
They did.
It for a week. I wonder if more people got COVID. At what happens live? I'm wondering.
It's possible. I'm supposed to go for the next episode because we're taking next week off for Christmas. So I'm supposed to go on January 5th.
Where did you and John Jansen go then? Because you were supposed to go to New York.
Yeah, we went to Vegas.
Nice.
It's a good switcheroo.
Where'd you stay?
We stayed at the Bellagio and we had a suite right in front of the fountain. You know, they have that fountain show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, super fun.
Was that loud and annoying at all or no?
No. We were on the very top floors. It was beautiful.
Did you gamble?
You know, we didn't gamble. We went to the Luke Combs concert. I'm a little bit country now and rock and roll.
Okay. Good to know.
I'm a rocker. I only like rock and roll.
Right. So, right.
I went to a country concert, but it was really good.
What else did you do there?
We slept. Like, I haven't gone away to have nothing to do, you know? So it's like a work trip. So just nice to relax.
That's good.
Yeah. We had a good time.
Okay. So I think it was around October 31st or November 1st, your beloved dog, Archie, disappeared.
That was terrible and terrifying.
What happened?
That was terrifying.
Well,
no, you found him. Okay. So it's a happy ending, by the way.
It was Halloween. And so I figured he was in the house. And because we have coyotes in the neighborhood, so we were super careful about, you know, not letting him out the front. But I thought he was upstairs sleeping. And a couple hours later, when I went up, he wasn't there.
So how did he get out?
He was outside and I didn't know that.
Wait, he was out front?
He was out front. Yeah. And I shut the door. So, you know, Stella and I were driving around at 3 a.m, calling him, seeing coyotes running everywhere. I thought that he was gone. And then I found his like little dog. Shoot up dog right by the curb, and I thought someone stole him. So I went on Instagram and I was hysterically crying and delirious because I'd been up all night. And a fan saw my story and looked on some website for my neighborhood, and someone had brought him in their home. And so that's how I got him back. Yeah. So,
he was gone one night.
He was gone one night, and he knew when he walked in that door, he gave me a look like, I'm so sorry. So sorry. But like everyone heard about it. Andy Cohen was texting me going, he's going to be found.
Yeah.
Everybody knew. Yeah, it was horrible. He's such a good boy.
Okay, so now when we let him outside, we wait for him to go to the bathroom or whatever, and then you wait for him to come in the house before we close the door.
Yeah.
So was it you that let him out, or was it someone else that let him out?
No, the kids and
it was,
everyone.
It's Halloween. Out. People are in and out. It gets a little hectic.
Halloween, so it was just a mess, but he's back and very grateful. Yes.
He's a cute dog. How old is he?
I think he's about 5.
You rescued him?
Just
don't remember?
He used to live at the Four Seasons Hotel in San Francisco in the residences. So, yeah, I rescued him from those people.
You rescued him for the Four Seasons
San
Francisco.
That's where he used to live, but the people worked, and so he was like inside the house all day.
Yeah.
So that's why he likes cold surfaces. He likes to lay on like hard surfaces because he used to sleep in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. He's a really good dog. Again, he's an old soul. Like I can have conversations with him, and he understands what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now Jeff's giving me that look like, okay, wacky lady.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Did you read that the Beverly Hills Housewives, they've cast 2 new people in addition to the 8 people that are already there?
Wow.
So they're going to have 10 girls.
That's a lot.
What are they thinking? 10 girls?
They don't have COVID. There's too many of them.
Yeah.
How are you going to follow 10 women?
I don't know, but I mean, it's a lot to follow.
It just seems crazy. Like you're just going to add 2 people without letting anybody go?
As long as the originals get their paycheck, I'd be like, cool. Or less work.
That is what you would say.
Yeah, that's exactly what you would say.
They might drop one.
Keep the paycheck.
Look, it happened in our show. Nicole,
drop one like mid-season.
Like Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is it public that Nicole is no longer a part of the show? Okay, it is now.
I think so. Okay.
Yeah, it is now, I guess.
It is
now. Okay.
I think it is.
I will say that I like Noella. I think she's a very interesting character and for the show.
Yeah.
And when you watch tonight, you know, she's obviously going through, you know, divorce and all this kind of thing. And it's really sad. And I will tell you, you know who if I ever really need somebody and I need some support or someone to listen, I'm not going to call Nicole James. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
When you see the scene,
it was
bizarre.
Cold.
Wow.
I know. I mean, this woman is unraveling in front of her and she's like, I need a hug.
Yeah.
And Nicole doesn't respond. And she's like, I need a hug.
Do you want to just give away the entire episode?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like we don't need to watch it now. Kind of.
No, you do need to watch it.
Okay.
You do.
But not this scene, because I'm going to tell you about it.
Yeah, you told me about the last one. So
You'll see it. Okay. And you'll be like, fucking get. I wanted to give her a hug.
Oh.
Like, you'll see. You'll see. Like, this woman is. And all she could care about, it seemed to me, all she cared about was because she was. You know, she was not doing well, and they were in a public place, and she kept looking around like people are looking at us. It seems like all she cared about.
Okay, but when you're filming, by the way, people are looking at you because
there's cameras in your face. Right. Yes, of course.
It's not like you're just sitting there, 2 people having lunch.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
It's kind of
production. I was disappointed in that particular.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, it was a good scene.
Because we all know, I know what I filmed. I don't know what other people filmed.
Right.
And I don't know what they say behind my back, which I'm taking notes.
I will. Have they ever asked you? Have they asked you yet to do like the ultimate girls trip?
Oh, that sounds fun.
No, OC wasn't on it, so I hope
that was really that one in the Bahamas or would they go Turkey?
Yeah, but season 2 is Tamara and Vicky. Did you know that?
I did.
So I wonder if season 3, if they would ask you to do it.
Possibly. I don't know.
Hopefully, you get to go.
No one's ever reached out.
No.
And said, hey, would you consider it?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Would you do it, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched it, and it's so good.
So fun.
And it's, like, they do that, like, after late night, after hours.
After hours. After dark.
Shannon Storm's boudoir would be up every night.
Yeah, you would.
Well, I do yourself a favor and watch Miami Housewives
When's that start?
On Peacock.
Good.
Is it already on?
Yeah, two episodes. Two episodes have dropped.
I'm doing that tonight.
Do you love it as much as I do, Melissa?
I am obsessed.
It's so good.
I'm in.
I can't wait.
It's so good. It's very sexy. It looks so good, too. Ooh. But the women are fabulous.
Okay.
Out of all the franchises, right?
Yes.
Every city, the most plastic, if you take all of
beyond.
Every,
yeah.
beyond, the plastic mm-hmm. surgery.
In just yeah. Lisa.
Is unbelievable. Like, they've beyond. All had 35 procedures.
Yes.
Minimum.
Yes.
Ooh. Wait till you see it. It's
wow.
And it's juicy.
Jealous.
It's really
like
juicy.
Like Larsa's butt. Yeah. Juicy.
Okay. Ugh, I want it.
And did you see the previews for New Jersey?
No.
Beyond.
Goodness.
They've stepped it up.
Gracious.
They've stepped it up at Bravo.
Makes me so happy.
They make good decisions. On.
They make
really
great
do.
Decisions.
They make terrific decisions.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they fired him, so.
I. Yeah.
Thank you,
Flipping
Megan.
Out.
Well, technically, you got fired too.
Okay, fine.
Technically, you got fired too. All right, so I just texted Kelly Dodd. I said, "Do you hate Heather as much as I do?" She wrote no more,
goodness.
And I said, "Call in right now."
I love it.
Do we have Kelly on the line?
Kelly?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Kel.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
What's going on?
What's are up, you, Jeff?
How's it going? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You just got back from the gym.
Are you watching Orange County this season?
Yes. Yes, I am, and I have a recap on my YouTube. I'm a YouTuber now. I have 44,000 subscribers.
Good for you guys.
What do you think of this season?
Yeah. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I can't stand Heather. I mean, you always said, Jeff, you need a villain, right?
Yeah.
Like, she is a villain, and she's a nasty person. She sent 2 cease and desist letters for us not to talk about her. Well, you know what, bitch? You're a public figure. Like, I can talk about you all I want, you know? And we do.
Good.
Now,
so people are like, oh, you're obsessed with her. No, I just like irritating her. It's a sport.
Tonight she threatens Shannon. My guess is it's probably litigation. Do you think so, Rick?
She loves to throw that around.
Yeah.
Both of them do.
Yeah, her and Terry.
You say one more thing, we're going to clear out your bank account.
Yeah, they told Tracy DiGiorgio that. Shannon knows. But why are all those girls also scared of her? They're like a bunch of groupies.
Well,
I don't understand it.
I know. I agree.
They're a bunch of groupies.
Not you, Shannon.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, not you, Shannon.
Not you, Shannon. Now, what about Gina?
No.
Gina's looking better, don't you think, Kelly?
Gina looks good, except her posture is like Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I really have a real problem with Gina's posture. She drives her nuts.
It drives me in the accent.
Oh.
It's a coffee, the coffee. Like, no, talk. And no one says anything about her moving some loser in with 3 kids. Like, no one says anything. No one talks about that. I mean, like, no, why doesn't anybody say anything? Hey, dude, why don't you worry about your own 3 kids and have your own space instead of moving in a straggler that has no job and moving the kids in? I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand. No one's saying anything.
Now, what do you think
if it
about
was me or Shannon?
Yeah. Now, what do you think about this Nicole James not telling Heather that she had sued Terry?
Well, I'm really good friends with Nicole James's husband, Roman.
Oh.
Like, we're really good friends with him.
We were on his boat Saturday.
Yeah, and...
really good friends.
Well, he said that...
I don't understand why she got mad at Shannon when she should have been getting mad at Nicole.
Exactly.
100%.
Exactly.
It was ridiculous. Why is it Shannon's fault and Nicole didn't tell her for 6 years that she had sued her husband?
Right.
And how did Terry forget that he was sued by this woman? How many times has he been sued that he forgets which woman sued him?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
That's a red flag.
I mean, I've been in a few lawsuits, and you know who's primarily behind it? Gage. I remember.
Oh my goodness. Kind of hard to forget who sued you.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But doctors get sued a lot, though.
And then what about him coming out with that tough guy jacket, with that leather jacket coming down? He's like, I'm going to bed, honey. And then he runs down.
Who wears a jacket in their own house? A leather jacket in their own house.
You guys are shady, just like us.
My head is in my hands right now. I'm covering my eyes.
She looks like Home Alone.
Shannon doesn't want to say
anything. She's a rule follower here.
She is a fun.
Okay, I need to listen to your podcast.
Yeah, you guys are funny.
You do.
Okay.
You listen to Rick and Kelly Unmasked on Patreon, and we have that YouTube recap on Rick and Kelly Unmasked. That's our channel on YouTube.
You guys are so much funny. You guys are funny. Yeah. Thanks for calling
we'll
in.
We'll tune in. Love you guys.
We're starting a petition to get you back on OC Housewives,
Yes,
Kelly.
We are.
How about having us back on your show, Jeff?
I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'll see you after the first of the year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Right.
Merry Christmas.
Talk to you later. Thanks for calling. Bye. Oh, my God. They're so funny.
They're really.
Shannon's so stressed out.
I know.
No, we were trading phone calls all day yesterday. So
let's take Annie in Minnesota. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Jeff. Shout out Shane.
Shout out Annie. Hey, girl.
Shannon's
hey.
Face.
Shannon's making a shout
Shannon's
out.
Like, what just happened?
Rachel.
Shout out, Rachel. Merry Christmas.
That's all she wanted for Christmas was a shout out from Shane.
Aww.
I want more than that.
We love you.
Not from you, but.
Love you too.
What's your question?
I think she just wanted the shout out.
I just had a question for Shannon.
Yeah.
Has she listened to Tamara's new podcast with Teddy?
No, I have not.
Mm. Why? Should she?
Do they talk about me?
Two teas in a pod.
Annie? Okay, can't do that. Hang up.
Spill it, Annie.
What's
I did hang up.
Okay, Annie,
no.
Why should she listen to it?
Well, because Tamara has been known to talk about Shannon, and okay. So I was just wondering
has.
If Shannon was curious if she would say anything.
I'm not curious because I've just, for the last 2 years, I'm not going to engage, especially in a public arena, to air.
Yeah,
stuff
I don't.
Her, so
obviously, I'm friends with you both. I don't like seeing you guys fighting. That's
talk to Tamara about that one.
Okay, I will.
Okay,
I will. Thanks, Annie, for stirring
Thank
shit.
Thank you, Annie. Yeah.
Thanks, Annie. We were having a great time.
Yeah, Annie.
I love Annie. And Rachel.
Thanks for that buzzkill, Annie.
Marina in Seattle. Good morning. How much time do I have? Okay, good. Hi, Marina.
Hello.
Hi, Marina.
Shout out Shane.
Shout out Marina. Shout out Washington.
What's your
Shannon.
Yes.
Shannon.
Hi.
How did you have such a calm, hi dear, how did you have such a calm, passive face when that effing head Heather, who like thinks she's going to be the next big actress or something, started bombing in on you? I can't believe her audacity. How did you remain so calm?
Well, I'll tell
you,
sometimes I'm working on being less reactive, but sometimes in that situation, like I'll literally pinch my arm, like just calm down for a minute, listen to what she has to say. But I walked away from, you know, you'll see it next week. I walked away pretty shaken up after that conversation.
Oh, I bet. She was, it was cold and nasty.
It was harsh.
Yeah, it was just, it was a lot.
Heartless.
It was a lot.
Did you see that scene, Marina?
How heartless she was?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You saw that scene and how. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it really showed how, as you said, heartless Heather is, and what a high ground you showed for your daughters. I mean, really, it's despicable for a woman to react like that. Like, what does she have in her head? Like, you know, her in her fancy closet, and oh my God, Jeff, I agree. I detest that woman.
Wow.
And her text
consider the source
was psychotic. Yeah. That huge long text.
Oh,
she like got the
adjudicate
the source out,
and
for
she's
that
not
one.
Gonna listen to my rhetoric.
Oh yeah. My God!
Yeah, no, that was something.
It was like an AP college essay. Like it was.
It really. Those were some SAT words.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand half of them.
But you know what? You know,
Google it.
She said. She said, like, why did you wait? You know what? It was given the advice to me. Like, I tried to apologize. She didn't want me in her house for the second time, so I wanted to give her some cool off time.
That's the other thing too. When she's like, "Oh, you know, where were you for the last 3 weeks?" But you had texted her.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, I'm not even.
Yeah, it wasn't 3 weeks.
I don't have
it's
room
like,
in my
well,
schedule.
Like, yeah, it's, I gave her like 5 or 6 days, yeah, to cool off. I did.
Oh, she said 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Show.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks, Marina, for calling. Shannon Bedore, thank you for being here. Check out Real Housewives of Orange County tonight. It's a real good season.
Thank you,
and
Jeff.
Also, make sure to check out realforreal.com. Use code Jeff30 for 30% off for Lemonade Daily. And then what's the other thing?
Mineral Aid Nightly.
Yeah. And then also you got all that
merch.
You got all that merch.
Got some merch.
Realforreal.com. Have a great day, everybody.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.